Good morning, everybody. I'm glad to welcome you here at our conference, Public Service Broadcasting, a German-Ukrainian Exchange of Opinions. Maybe I just say some sentences about the purpose of this joint research project, we could say, or maybe only dialogue, we also could say. And I, first of all, of course, would officially like to welcome you, friends from Kiev University. We had a short meeting last night already, an official one, and now we are glad to welcome you here at the university too. We have chosen this Alte Senatssaal, maybe just to show off a little that we have a long tradition, and a tradition especially at our Faculty of Economics and Social Sciences. These all are lectures from the university. Many of them are at least in the German language or in the community, academic community of German language, very famous economists. And that also leads to my first remark. You might ask what an Institute for Broadcasting Economics is dealing with the question of public service broadcasting and public communication. At the first glance, maybe that's not really understandable, but there are several reasons that might explain that we traditionally at the Institute of Broadcasting Economics have dealt with these questions. One explanation is a pure historical one. You might know that in Germany until 1985, broadcasting only was public service broadcasting, quite different from what economists in general think, that the market is the main model for the provision of goods, also for the media, and only if the market cannot serve and fails, other ways to produce and to provide media goods should be used as a substitute or as a complement. In Germany, the traditional view was quite different. The first and only choice for providing broadcasting programs only was public service broadcasting. And only when the technical and also political framework changed over the years, the voices were louder that at least additionally to public service broadcasting, we would need commercial broadcasting in Germany. And it took another maybe 10 years until that really was put into practice, and in 1984, 1985, the first commercial broadcasters went to broadcast their programs. Up from then, we have a debate, and this is pretty similar to other countries, about the relative importance of the different models for broadcasting. On the one hand, commercial broadcasters who increased their market share right from the beginning when they were installed considerably, and public service broadcasting being a monopolist until the 1980s became weaker in market shares, maybe also in influence on the public communication. And now we still have always a debate to fine-tune, so to say, the relative importance of these two different models. We call it in Germany the dual order, you might know, which wants to point out that we have two different models. The one is a commercial one, the other is a public service model. We do not have the second model that is used in other countries, which is the state model, for both historical reasons, but also for reasons that were developed mainly by the Constitutional Court. We do not think that government or the state could provide media really independently. That is not an option for us. Whereas in other countries, this also has been an option. In some countries, even the only option. So they do not have a dual order there, but even a tri-order with three different models. But there, again, you have to fine-tune the different chairs of these three models. And I think it's the same in Ukraine also, that at least in the long run, the dominating state model should be substituted by either or both a commercial provision of the media and or public service broadcasting. So this is a background that explains why in Germany broadcasting economics also has dealt traditionally with public service broadcasting. The other reason is a very general one. We believe that economics is not only market economics, where it is necessary to maximize private welfare, but that a proper sense of economics also has to take into account the benefits for the public, which also can increase private welfare. So we, of course, as economists, have to think about what are the costs and benefits of public service broadcasting. You could compare it to two countries where in one country you have maybe everybody has a large car, expensive car, but there are no roads to use them. So you need both components, both the individual private one and the public one, which in this case would be the traffic infrastructure. So we deal with that also from a theoretical point of view, an economic point of view. And maybe a third reason I just would like to mention very briefly is that within Europe, the different models all have to compete with the evaluation by the citizens, especially in the European community. In the long run, I suppose there will be a harmonization of the different models, though not each country will have its own media order, but and the European Commission especially is trying to enforce that it should be harmonized as in other fields of politics, and there should be a common European media order. And then, of course, you have to advertise for your model. So we advertise for our dual order, and also want to stress that public service broadcasting has special benefits and advantages also in other countries, and in the long run, we hope to get some support from these countries in the European discussion how a general media order, a European one, should be designed. So this I only wanted to say to the background of our activities in this field, and it relates directly to the main or the joint project we are doing with your university in Kiev. This project have the general target supported by the DIID, Deutsche Akademische Austauschdienst, to strengthen democracy in general. And we thought that one important way to strengthen democracy in all countries would be to support the model of public service broadcasting. One can say public service broadcasting is at the end of democratization process only if a society was successful in democratizing itself. It will be able in the end to implement public service broadcasting. On the other hand, we know that public service broadcasting itself is a very important means to promote democratization. So from that regard, it would be at the beginning of the democratization process. And this really is a question, like the hen and egg problem question, what comes first and what can we do if we do not wait the egg to come? And the experiences in many countries are that in this case it needs an external promotion. For instance, in Germany, after the World War II, we had strong external promotion for the model of public service broadcasting by the Allied forces who were here in Germany and wanted to introduce their models of public service broadcasting, which we didn't have and which we didn't know really. And only as we were lucky in Germany to get that support, it became so strong here. And this is true for many countries which do not know public service broadcasting. From their own experience, if others are able just to not enforce or without discussion install it, but just are able to show what are the advantages, they can promote the discussion within these countries, and that would be one of the necessary options, to know models before you can choose themselves. That was our hope, that we can explain our model of public service broadcasting and maybe then also can promote the discussion of this model compared to other models in your country. The first conference we made in June in Kiev had the main purpose of introducing our German solution, and the second conference, which we have here today, goes a step further when it tries to get to know what your special problems are, what your, evaluation of this model is, and maybe also what specific problems to realize public service broadcasting in Ukraine will be. So it goes from the general to the more specific, and we are hoping, or we're hoping, that in the end there will be a series of conferences which goes even further and in the end can deal with very concrete questions like which funding sources you have and how can it be organized and things like that. So we are a little sad to realize that the political development since we have applied for this joint project rather go in the other direction, if I see it properly. The chances to install public service broadcasting in Ukraine are really rather have reduced than increased, and so it is a question if it makes sense to go further in thinking about concrete measures when the general chances are very low. I think we should just observe the development and then make this decision. We still are free to apply for continuing this project with the DIRD, but we also could say at the moment that doesn't make sense to go further, and there might be other measures to strengthen democracy, not in the Ukraine only, but that's a target for all countries that are in that program, also for other countries in Europe. So this I think we should leave open at this stage. We have today three parts. You have the program all, and I think I won't mention it in detail here. We are so glad that each member of the Ukrainian delegation will present a paper today, and I think everybody will introduce himself briefly when he presents his or her paper. The chairs of the parts will be Dr. Kapiuk for the first part, in which the general situation of the media in the Ukraine will be discussed. Dr. Kapyev is the one who really organized the whole project, so to say, and the conference. He had done most of the work. I'm extremely grateful to him, and you all know that he, as being Ukrainian, born Ukrainian, of course, knows the situation best, and also maybe that explains why he always was trying to push this project and convinced us that this would be something very valuable. So I thank him also, not only for this the organization of the conferences, but what I also think is important for documenting the results. The results of the conference in Kiev from June all have been documented on our website. I think that's necessary also for other organizations or people who are discussing these questions, and we also want to document the results of the conference today, both by putting the audio files in the internet, which we have done for the Kiev conference too, but also by publishing the papers you present today, maybe even make it a reader. So even if we decide later that we do not go on with the project at this time, there are results which can be used later by others or by ourselves. The second part, which deals with the introduction of public service broadcasting in the Ukraine, with the attempts and maybe with the problems, will be chaired by Professor Kvit. I'm very glad he is with us here. He knows the situation in Ukraine best, and as far as I understood, he also is best known in Ukraine in these discussions. We also are glad that he will be here for a longer time working at our institute, and I'm hoping and I'm sure that also this will give some results, maybe also results which can be published, which documents that this joint project will be successful. Then we have a third part where we discuss some challenges of the Ukrainian media landscape, which will be chaired by me. And finally, we have a final discussion, which will be chaired by Professor Kleinstäuber. You know him. He was the member of our delegation in Kiev. He's an international specialist or a specialist for international comparative analyses of media orders, of communication orders. He will be a little late as he comes from Hamburg today. I also would like to welcome again Professor Shivi, whom you know also already from our conference in Kiev, and he is, so to say, the counterpart to Professor Kleinstäuber. Professor Kleinstäuber is a social scientist, and Professor Shivi is a lawyer, a specialist for media law, for broadcasting law and media law. These discussions in many countries still are dominated by lawyers, interestingly. Not properly if you ask economists, but it is the case, especially in Germany, the whole discussion is dominated, has been dominated for a long time by lawyers. And you know that the function, the role of our Supreme Court has been extremely important for the development of the broadcasting order in Germany. So the arguments from the law have been very important here, but we also can say again that these arguments partly have been derived from other disciplines, academic disciplines, also from economics and communication sciences. So I'm sure we have a very good group to go on our attempts, which we started in Kiev today. And I'm also sure that we will have good discussions. Our purpose also was to have a lot of time for discussions. So after each of these parts, we will have specific discussions about these papers, and in the end, as you see, we also have a final discussion, and I'm sure that also in between there will be some opportunities to discuss with each other, and maybe even tonight. Everybody is invited, also our guests, if they have time and are interested, also to meet us and meet each other tonight for dinner. We will announce later when and where, and I think that also always is an important part of these conferences, to have some platform for informal exchange of ideas. That we explicitly said it should be an exchange of ideas or an exchange of opinions in the title of this project, as from other research we know that it only can be an offer for ideas, and in each country the framework is so different that there is no general solution, but that then knowing the solutions in the own country, it is the matter of the people who are affected and decide there to choose the best solution, which never is a pure solution, that just to mention in the end, but always is a mixture of different models, and it only, you know, is the question what is the relative importance of the different steering methods which here can be chosen and can be fine-tuned. Okay, thank you very much. I'm happy to have you here, and before we begin, Professor Kwiet is so kind also to say some opening remarks.
Good morning, dear colleagues. You know that I think that Dr. Kops gave an exhausting explanation about the purpose of our conference, and this is the second conference within our common project between Kim Mahila School of Journalism and Institute for Broadcasting Economics of the University of Cologne. And I think maybe I can add something about this. Dr. Kops mentioned about discussions about public broadcasting service in Europe, and he hoped that later maybe Ukraine will join to this discussion, and you know that public broadcasting service in some European countries like Great Britain is under the risk now. Maybe in Germany the situation is much more better, but for Ukraine, in Ukraine we have another situation, and actually we have strong struggle for the public broadcasting service, and maybe the most papers of Ukrainian participants are about this struggle for public broadcasting service. And besides the fact that Cologne is the beautiful city, I would like to say thank you very much to DART for DARDE for the supporting of our project. I think we will have a good and interesting discussion, fruitful time, and maybe we will have a special statement at the end of our conference about the situation in Ukraine, and maybe we can give some advice to our government about establishing of public broadcasting service in Ukraine. And thank you. Yeah.